day number 4 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. This first week, we've been focusing on the prayer of Jesus as he modeled it for his disciples. And today we see the practicality of prayer. Verse 11, Jesus said, "Give us this day our daily bread." Simple. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, my guess is that when we woke up today and had our prayers, that probably most of us did not ask God to provide bread for us. For many of us, we live in a situation where we're not worried about our next meal. We have three square meals a day, and we're not thinking about those things. Now, we know that's not true in other places in the world. I've been to third world countries where they were fortunate in some cases to have one meal every day. And it certainly was the case in Jesus's day with famine and so much poverty around where Jesus ministered, that this was a very real situation to pray daily, "Lord, today provide a meal for me to eat." And, you know, this is just a reminder to us, and you know, maybe it's not bread for most of us, but what are those daily needs that we have that we really need God to show up and provide for? And I'm not just talking about kind of those big things, but just in just little ways, at least in comparison to all that God is doing in the world, that may seem like little things, but they're things that matter to us. And that's really my prayer tip for today is God cares about the little things because he cares about us. When you're praying, remember that. God cares about the little things because they matter to us. They're not little to us. They're things that sometimes consume us and keep us up at night. And it's so easy to think, well, you know, just God has so much going on in the world. This seems so simple. But again, because the Father loves us, because he's a good Father, as the Bible says, who loves to give good gifts to his children, then don't minimize those things in our lives that concern us and sometimes consume us. They matter to God because we matter to God. Remember that today. Even if it seems like insignificant things, but they're things that you care about and things that matter to you, things that concern you, bring them to him. The Father cares. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this reminder. You care about the little things in our lives. You care about those things that matter to us that may not seem to be that big a deal, maybe even to other people. But because you love us, they matter to you. And we know that you are a God that ultimately provides for your children. We thank you for that, and we want to believe that by faith today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I hope that's been an encouragement to you, and I hope to see you tomorrow, day 5, as we look at 21 days of praying like Jesus. Thanks for joining me.